What's up, friends? On today's podcast episode, we're going to be talking about this big question that I think many of you have. And that question is, does God want us to fulfill our dreams? I think this is a good question. I think it's a great question. I think it's an honest question. And I want to dissect for you what the Lord led me to in chapter 105 of the Psalms. If you guys have not read the Psalms from Scripture, you are sorely missing out because they are the absolute best, the absolute best. But in my Bible study time this morning, I thought it was really interesting how God spoke to me about a few things. But most importantly, he reminded me about our dreams. And I think that this is definitely something sometimes can get a little controversial in the Christian community. So I hope that this blesses you as much as it blessed me. Let's dive in. Ready to grow your online business and make more money? Are you tired of the social media grind and being glued to your phone 24/7? Do you wish you had more time to be present with your family without worrying about your business? There's a way to simplify and streamline so you can create consistent income, grow your audience, and maintain balance in your life and business. Hey, I'm Stephanie Gass, Christian business and podcast coach, boundary boss, and seven-figure CEO. In this podcast, I'll teach you how to grow your business, start a successful podcast, create an audience, save time, make consistent income, build a course, stay focused on simple systems, eliminate frustration, and grow spiritually. I'm here to help you go big in your business so you can go big for the kingdom of God. It's time to grow with God at the center of it all. I pray this blesses you. Let's get it.
Bonnie Jean Schaefer here, otherwise known as DK Drake, fantasy author and host of the Published Before College podcast. I wanted to pop in and give a different kind of testimonial. Going into P2P, I was starving for Christian coaching, Christian entrepreneurial friends, and confidence in my ability to market me and my books. Then as a result of your coaching, I pivoted and started a whole new podcast on day 30 of P2P back in September. Other than a personal Facebook page with not all that many friends, hey, introverted author here, I have no social media presence, and I did not do an official launch for my P2P Born podcast. Nevertheless, I'm seeing slow and steady growth. I've even ranked on the charts in a handful of countries. I wanted explosive growth right out of the gate, but what I gained from P2P is far more valuable. I gained exactly what God knew I needed. I gained a Christian coach I can trust. I gained an incredible group of Christian entrepreneurial friends, and I gained confidence in my ability to teach, to speak, and to promote the work God has given me to do. So thank you. Thank you for the business results that are forthcoming because I have a solid foundation and systems in place. And most of all, thank you for the overall life value your program provides.
That was an absolutely amazing testimony. Is your mind blown? I have countless testimonies just like that that will really prove that the Stephanie Gass School works. If you have been struggling to get clear on your calling, I have a course for you that will help you really walk away with what your business will be. If you want to grow a business using podcasting, stop showing up and striving using social media, come join us in Podcast Pro University, my podcasting course. Or if you already have a podcast in the world, or you're soon to be podcaster and it's about to be launched into the world, I want you to come and apply for my 6-month group mastermind coaching program, Podcast to Profit. And all of the details for my courses and really a decision tree so you can figure out where you should start can be found at stephaniegass.com/school. All right, friends. So I actually have my Bible in front of me. And just little bonus tip here. If you're struggling to get into the Word, I just want to encourage you to get a Bible that you can actually understand. This is the NLT version, and it's the Inspire Journaling Bible. I am so obsessed with it. I bought these cute little tabs to go with it because I can put all my notes inside the columns of the pages. I can color in it. My boys have colored in it too. So it's kind of fun because it's almost like a keepsake, a memento of all the different phases of their life. Sometimes they'll color in my Bible. But this morning, so that was a bonus tip for you. But this morning, I was really diving into this particular Bible study and the book, the chapter, Psalms 105, was highlighted. And so I go to this chapter and I'm reading it, and the craziest thing happened, and this happens to me often. I started to notice that there were these like steps or phases that God was really trying to highlight for me. And so I read it once and then I was like, is this a word? Like, is this a word? And what am I supposed to do with the word, Lord? And often when I get a word that feels direct and clear and step by step, I know that I meant to share it with you. So today I'm going to be doing just that. So I'm just reading from Psalms chapter 105. I think that this all starts here with this question that we have around God's promises. So we know that in scripture, it talks about God has these promises that he has made people all throughout scripture, and that we know he is a promise-keeping God. And we see it over and over again, time and time again. Abraham having a baby when he is way too old, right? When he and Sarah are way too old to have a baby, they do. Just everything, all of the promises that he makes throughout scripture, just yes after yes, after redemption, after fruition. David, you know, the story of David becoming king after so many years of running from Saul, like promises are kept over and over again. But yet here we are, and we are sons and daughters of the Most High God. We are his chosen ones. We are marked as gods. And we still question this. We still question the promises of God in our own lives, businesses, marriages, whatever this might look like, right? Estrangements, prodigal kids, any and everything that we walk through. At least for me, I'll find myself questioning the promises of God. And sometimes this is also in relation to our dreams. These God-planted dreams that we have in our hearts, we'll wrap them in doubt. We'll wrap them in question marks. We will wonder if he is really that promise-keeping God. So I just want to read this incredible chapter and highlight for you what God showed me this morning, because I think it's really going to bless you. Okay, so this says, give thanks to the Lord and proclaim his greatness. Let the whole world know what he has done. Sing to him. I'm kind of going to paraphrase this first part, okay? Sing to him, exult in his name, rejoice, search for the Lord, continuously seek him. Remember the wonders he has performed, his miracles and the rulings he has given. Your children of his servant Abraham, your descendants of Jacob, his chosen ones. He is the Lord our God. His justice is seen throughout the land. He always stands by his covenant. So there's our first reminder. He always stands by his covenant, the commitment he made to 1,000 generations. This is the covenant he made with Abraham and the oath he swore to Isaac. He confirmed it to Jacob in a decree and to the people of Israel as a never-ending covenant. I will give you the land of Canaan, love me, as your special possession. So right there we see first promise. I will give you blank. And sometimes this comes as a whisper from the Lord. Sometimes I'm journaling over something. Sometimes I know something to be true. It's almost like a download from the Lord. Those are promises that he's making to your spirit, to Holy Spirit, and those confirmations start to come up. It's like a yearning. It's like a maybe one day I could. All of those. When I was 7 years old, I said I'm going to be an author. I wrote it down. It was clear as day. It's a promise from the Lord. And for 39 years, well, minus five, I'm 30, going to be 39 on Friday. Anyways, I digress. I've like run from this promise from God. Like, oh, I don't know how, I can't write. I don't know what the book would be about. It's not clear for me. Doubt and distraction. And I just continue to like wander away from this one clear promise that he had for me at the age of 7. What are those promises, those yearnings, those passion points, those desires that you have? Those are often from God, and they're usually wrapped up in fear, indecision, and just doubt. Because often the things we're called to do, the promises of God, aren't the stuff that is comfy. They're not born of comfort zones. They're the things that stretch us, that grow us, and that push us to really grow into what he is calling of us. So let's keep going. He said this when they were few in number, a tiny group of strangers in Canaan. I should have looked up how to say that word because now I sound ridiculous, but it's fine because you're going to see I'm a real human and I don't literally know every single pronunciation in the Bible. My point there, though, He said this when they were few in number. It seemed impossible. So he gave the promise. That's number one. Number two, the promise seemed impossible at the time. Insert doubt, fear, distress. They were tiny in number. They were strangers in this land. It seemed impossible. Okay, next portion. They wandered from nation to nation, from one kingdom to another. Yet he did not let anyone oppress them. He warned kings on their behalf. Do not touch my chosen people. Do not hurt my prophets. So while they were wandering, how many of you are wandering through this dream, this vision, this heart posture, this goal that God has given you? We're wandering, you know, because we don't think it's possible. God's protecting you. So one, he gave the promise. Two, it seemed impossible. But three, he protected them and protects you and me as we wander through the journey to getting where he's trying to take us. He's our protector. And some really key things, like when you are reading scripture, dive into the verse. Don't just take it at face value. There's constantly message within message within message within one small line of scripture. So some of the things I see here is, he did not let anyone oppress them. So they were protected from oppression. He warned kings on their behalf. So there, those things that were going to come in and really attack or derail, they were warned. So we had God's fighting for us, that presence. And then it was, do not touch my chosen people. Do not hurt my prophets. It was a direction from God to these kings or these oppressors that were going to derail his people. And I think that really shows the importance of obedience. These incredible people who were small in number, a tiny group of strangers wandering around trying to go and realize this big, audacious, impossible promise from God, all they had to do was move their feet. They had to move their feet. They were not provided a how from the Lord. He did not say, and do this, and do this, and do this, and do this. All they were provided was the direction and the promise. Like, you're going to go this way, and here's the promise. I'm going to need you to what? Trust me. Okay, let's keep going. So we just went through the protection as we wander. So it says next, they bruised his feet with fetters, placed his neck. Okay, so we're going to skip that part. Verse 19, chapter 105. Until the time came to fulfill his dreams. What? Did that literally just happen and pop off the page? Let me say it again. Basically, they were going all around wandering, and that's the next part of the story. And then it says, until the time came to fulfill his dreams. What does this say to us? The dreams were going to come true, but there was an absolute appointed, anointed time that God was going to allow that dream to flourish and to come into fruition. Okay, now, next line of scripture, next line, prepare yourself, says, the Lord tested Joseph's character. So the time had come to fulfill the dreams. Boom, Joseph's character was tested. So how often do you see a door open for you and you begin to walk through the door and then you feel that, like, that opposition come in, that testing? Stay in it, stay with it, stay true to it. Let me go back to my book example for you. I've been writing this book for 2 years with stories and my life experiences and my salvation story and things I went through as a child and traumas and trials and tribulations, and it's this beautiful culmination of stories, and I put it all together in a proposal, and all these doors have been opening for me. I had a meeting with an agent of a really, really successful best-selling author who connected me with this agent, and then the agents wrote back and were like, this is great, but you need to do da-da-da-da-da, and I had some things that I had to do, some things that I had to modify. It's a test. Am I going to push through and keep going? And I actually didn't. For a whole month, I was like, well, that sounds hard. I don't think I can. You know, maybe they didn't like it. Who am I? Like, I don't have time for this. All these things just crept in for me. And now today, what I realize and recognize, because not only did God tell me in my morning time this morning, until the time came to fulfill his dreams, but he also told me in another book, in another chapter in Psalms, let me see if I can find it and read it to you directly. In chapter 96 of the Psalms, God showed me this morning, in accordance with this story, 96 verse 3, publish his glorious deeds among the nations. Publish. Hello, who uses the word publish? And like, P.S., this was 2 days after that agent emailed me and said, hi, we're still waiting on you. Which, like, what is this life, right? So the point there is that God, number one, like, bonus tip, God speaks to you in scripture. He will speak to you. He will help you. He will give you that clarity that you need. Like, I'm hearing you, Lord, loud and clear. So my point there is that there was a testing that happened after the time came to fulfill his dreams. He was then tested. So please know, it is not that you're failing. Maybe you are failing, but it's not that you're not supposed to do the thing. It's that you're supposed to push through that fear space, that am I really doing this? Is this making sense? Should I keep going? All the buts and all the comfort zone mechanisms that start to kick in, you have to push through those things and stay the course. You have to go from the wandering to the path and march, because it's your time. The time is here for your dreams to become realized. Yes, God does give us dreams. And yes, we are supposed to go forward and move on making those dreams reality. Because when we pursue the dreams of God, we bless God. We glorify him through that. And all of those things are good. Those are good works, and we are called to them. So the next thing that this chapter kind of wraps up with which I thought was so absolutely beautiful, it says, then Pharaoh sent for him and set him free. The ruler of the nation opened his prison door. Joseph was put in charge of all the king's household. He became ruler over all the king's possessions. He could instruct the king's aides as he pleased and teach the king's advisors. And it keeps going on and on and on with all of these promises that God keeps to all the different people in scripture. So please go read chapter 105 in the Psalms. But what happened there, that final step or that final thing that happened, was that God moved. It had to be God. Like, the miraculous miracles that are happening in Joseph's life in this moment have to be God. For Pharaoh to set him free, to open the prison door, and then put him in charge of all of these different facets in the kingdom, but God, right? Like, when we are obedient and push through, and we go from I hear the promise to I'm wandering through the wilderness to God is protecting me and he's kind of putting the different pieces in place for me to continue walking forward to the time coming. And that's where the patience comes into play, because maybe you're on the other side and the time is not right. You've got to be persistently pushing forward in that. Then the testing hits you. You know, like, it's a whole thing. Like, we've got to get to the other side of the mountaintop, right? We've got to get to the descent, because that's where those appointed, God-driven, miraculous things start happening and doors start opening and all of the things start really happening for this dream to become a reality. And that is all on the other side of that testing, that wandering, that hardship, those trials, those failures, all of that. It's part of the journey. The only fruit that tastes sweet comes from failure, comes from moving forward, pressing in, trusting him. So I just wanted to share that message with you today, because at the end of the day, the moral of this story is that God does have a promise for you. He's probably already given them to you and planted them in your heart. If he hasn't, pray and ask him, God, what are the promises and the dreams that you have for me, for my life while I'm here on earth? Listen carefully, get in the word, lean into what he has to share with you. And then you have to start wandering through that wilderness, moving forward, taking that next right step forward as you pursue this thing that's going to feel impossible. It's going to seem like it will never become a reality for you. There are going to be setbacks. There are going to be roadblocks and bumps as you press forward. That's all on purpose. It's preparing you for the dream to become truth in your life when the time is right, because God's timing is perfect timing. I pray this blessed you as much as it blessed me today. If I was to give you some homework, it's to read this chapter, sit with God, and workshop what the dream is that he has for you in the near future and ask him what is the first step that he is wanting you to take. Ask him for people that can run the race beside you and be encouraging for you and people that you can follow in their footsteps. And then make time to sit with him every single day and pursue a friendship with the Lord. One of the things that I am most grateful for in my life is that God is my best friend. I can stop at any point in time. I can call on the Holy Spirit. I can cry to Jesus over the dishes. I can speak life over my two little boys as they sleep, as they run, as they play. I can breathe life into a conversation with my husband while I'm literally speaking because God is with me all the time, every day, every moment. And he is also with you. You just have to see him and recognize that he is there. Open arms, waiting to welcome you home. Thanks for hanging with me. I'll see you on next week's podcast episode.
Did you have fun
or learn something?
Leave Mama a review. Pretty please.
I hope you loved today's episode, friend. I pray it stretched you, challenged you, or grew you in some way. If so, would you stop right now and share this episode with someone else who's been praying for a business breakthrough? I'd also love it if you take 30 seconds for me and leave a review on Apple Podcasts. This is the only way that I know you're actually liking the show. Plus, it lights me up to hear from you. Lastly, come on over and watch my free workshop, where I'll teach you how to grow your online business in less than 2 hours a week using podcasting. You can watch right now at podcastforgrowth.com. May the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace as you trust in him so that you may overflow with hope by the power of the Holy Spirit. Romans 15:13. I'll see you in a few days. God bless.